I've discovered that one sure way to turn people of a certain age to pillars of stone is to say, oh yes, the Beatles' first appearance in America on the Ed Sullivan Show, perhaps one of the most coveted tickets in history. Yeah, I was there.
Oh yeah, tell me something. I think you understand.
The thing is, for the longest time, I couldn't remember why I was there. I was barely a preteen, although, if I say so, a pretty hip one. But the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show? I remember my dad was so proud. He drove me in, we went to their hotel, we saw them lean out their window. But dear Dad did not have any pull. He didn't get me the ticket. Who did? It wasn't until the show came out on video in the 90s and a friend got a copy that I figured it out. Because there, before the Beatles hit the stage like a sonic boom, there was the cast of the Broadway play Oliver with 17-year-old Davy Jones as the Artful Dodger.
Now from Lionel Bart's musical hit Oliver at the Imperial Theater, here are the youngsters of the show. Let's have a wonderful hand for us.
I was president and sole member of the New York chapter of the Davy Jones fan club. He had given me a ticket.
I'd do anything for you, dear. Anything for you. Mean everything to me. I know that
Davy Jones. Yes, he'd go on to the Monkees, but he was first a Broadway sensation. 17, barely 5 feet tall. Introduced to all of America, singing a song from Oliver on the Mike Douglas Show. In Oliver, Davy Jones played the leader of a Dickensian group of pickpockets, and he stole audiences' hearts, then mine.
Food, glorious food! What is there more handsome?
I do not remember how I became the president and sole member of the New York chapter of the Davy Jones fan club, but once a week I'd go meet Davy at the stage door to discuss important matters like, well, I can't even imagine what they were. I just remember he was very kind, and he took me seriously. And in 2007, I got to thank him for the Ed Sullivan ticket.
Yeah, 1964, I
That's
performed
right.
on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And you gave some of us from your fan club tickets. We'd come to see you, Davy Jones, and then the Beatles were also there as well, which
well,
was fine.
Well, you know, I used to be a heartthrob. Now I'm a coronary. But you're talking at this particular point.
And then in 2012, the news that Davy Jones had died suddenly at 66. I wondered if anyone else felt the way I did. Well, this summer I discovered they did. Recently, a couple hundred Davy Jones fans packed Sardi's restaurant just across from the Imperial Theater where Davy once held court. Tables were laid with pictures of the tree in Central Park his fans had planted. The church in Pennsylvania that Davy planned to turn into a children's theater, a fan bought it and is going to carry out his wishes. Fans are also taking care of the abandoned horses he'd taken in.
He owned 15 rescue horses, and we're all taking care of his rescue horses with his daughters.
And over here we have look at these pictures of Davy Jones.
These are pictures from his Oliver days. This is the Oliver music book, and it's got a picture of
I think
David.
I still have mine.
Yeah. And this is the original 1963 Oliver playbill.
That's Jody Peretta, who met Davy Jones when she was just 11. Her uncle and aunt were the choreographers on Oliver. She organized this gathering, and in attendance, other 11-year-olds who just discovered Davy Jones through the Monkees TV show reruns.
Here we come. Walk down the street, we get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
I noticed that not many of his fans knew about his Broadway days at all. I wanted people to know the young boy at the age of 17 who was nominated for a Tony Award. He was here on Broadway, and I just wanted his fans to know that there's much more to him than just, quote, a monkey. He was a brilliant Broadway star with so much talent.
There were mother-daughter combinations, a 23-year-old man from England who came with his parents, and David Levin from New Jersey.
I had three other friends, and one played Mike, one played Mickey, one played Peter, and of course I played, being the small guy, I played Davey. Just loved the guy for years, met him four times. The last time, three generations, my mother, daughter, and I were there. And
Wait, your mom and you and your daughter, three generations of Davy Jones
fans. Oh, yes. I know many people. When sadly he passed, I had people I hadn't seen in 20 years. I just heard, and I was catatonic. It felt like a family member had passed.
Okay, we know famous people are not family, and there's been tons of scholarly research about why we feel they are. We don't want to die. They offer us some of their immortality. But I do think that a generous celebrity can lift up others when their own lives soar. Dr. Kathy Malloy is now a professor at Northwestern, but in the 60s, when she was a grad student, Davy Jones was her first interview.
I was a very shy college student and was so nervous that I started crying during the interview.
Aww.
And he handed me Kleenex and talked me through it and helped me lose my fear. The paper that I wrote for my class was my first national magazine sale, and I think it was one of the first articles nationally about him. And this was about 2 years before the monkeys. I've always been grateful to him, and I had a chance to thank him 22 years later when we ended up on the same talk show.
It sounds like it's safe to say he set you on a certain path with that kind of...
Well, he did. It was. I only encountered him twice, but the first one was life-changing, and the second was life-affirming.
So Davy Jones may have set more than one young girl on a path to journalism. And then there's Jody Peretta, whose aunt and uncle were the Oliver choreographers. She'd meet them at the theater every day after she came into the city for medical treatments.
That's how I got to meet David.
And for you in particular, you tell a story of how, as a young girl, you were fighting a form of leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, nobody even said the word cancer.
And when there's fear and ignorance, people back away from you and they're afraid that they're going to catch it. I met David, and the first thing that he did was come over and hug me and kiss my cheek. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I knew he was pretty special.
Yeah.
He was probably my only friend back then.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you see Oliver?
About 30, 35.
Well, it's hard to explain what a huge rising star he was in the theater.
Oh, yes. He had exuded such confidence when he went out on that stage. I think he felt that he was my teacher. About the world in general, he was on his own since he was 14 years old. He lost his mom. He went and stayed at the stables in Newmarket in England to learn how to be a horse jockey apprentice. From there, he went to London in Oliver, and then from there, he came to America. He came all the way across that big pond, and he lived in America without his dad and without his three sisters.
And in fact, your aunt and uncle, the choreographers, wanted to adopt him.
Yes, they were crazy about him.
But then along come the monkeys, and they scoop him away. Do you get a little sad that we didn't have more of Davy Jones? Although he became huge with the monkeys, we didn't have more of him in theater.
Yes, when he was on the stage, he had a relationship with his audience. You could see it.
Would you climb a hill of anything? Wear a daffodil of anything? Leave me all your will? Anything? Even find my will? What, fisticuffs? I the risk.
It's been decades for you.
I never saw him again after that.
Never saw him again.
Regrets, yes, regrets. Because I would have loved to have gotten in touch with him again and just to say, hey, look, you have a lifelong friend, you know, I'm still here.
But who knew how little time there was going to be?
I never dreamed that I would be driving home from work one morning and I would hear that he had passed away. It was like a shot right in the chest. I had to pull over to the side of the road because here I am thinking all along, someday I'm going to get back in touch with him and say, do you remember your Oliver days? Do you remember that little girl that you took under your wing? He taught me how to play poker. He taught me how to jump off of a swing because I hadn't done it being sick for a few years. We used to go to the park. He held my feet while I stood on that swing set, so I got to gain the confidence of swinging, standing up again like kids like to do. Then he grabbed my hand and we jumped off together and he said, you reached for the stars, you know. And
what number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring.
So we spoke to Jody Proetta at Sardi's in New York. She organized the Davy Jones tribute to thank the young man who'd been so kind so long ago. He gave a lot of us a chance. Okay, I'm more an Oliver fan, but we all know it, so sing along.
Me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be.
It's here and now.